USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues, the White House is deploying a diplomatic team to Guatemala and Mexico to discuss illegal immigration to the United States.
To work in partnership with these countries to address the root causes in their countries, to convey clearly systematically that this is not the time to travel.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the message is clear. This is not the time to come to the United States. The second round of stimulus checks is expected to show up in bank accounts on Wednesday, if not sooner. The Treasury Department advising that mailed paper checks could be coming if money does not appear in direct deposits. That could take a number of weeks. Millions of Americans qualify for direct $1,400 relief checks as part of the most recent stimulus bill. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A 25-year-old man is facing charges after sneaking into an elephant enclosure at the San Diego Zoo with his 2-year-old daughter and barely evading a charging elephant. This eyewitness tells NBC News,
immediately everybody was pleading with him, and then it became frantic and hysterical. You just realized how minimal they are in comparison to that animal and what it's able to do at that point in time if it wants to.
Zoo officials saying the man carried his little girl past the gate with several other barriers, apparently so he could take a selfie with the elephant in the background. The 25-year-old facing charges of child endangerment and could face other charges. Jeep says an all-new electric version of its iconic Wrangler SUV is coming. The Wrangler Magento is a concept vehicle, meaning it's a custom-built product by automakers to gauge customer interest. They say the vehicle will release zero carbon emissions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, the former president speaking out about what's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Mainstream media and President Biden says all is well at the U.S.-Mexico border. One American isn't buying it. President Trump addresses the border crisis on Fox News Monday morning.
The people coming are not nonviolent people. They're violent people. Many of the people coming. These countries don't send out their finest. And in some cases, I'm sure you have wonderful, fine people, but you also have criminals, you have murderers, you have sex traffickers, you have a lot of very bad people coming into our country, and they're doing nothing about it. They're going to be released, or they're already being released. Yesterday they announced that they're just going to let them go into the country. No courts, no nothing. It's crazy. They're destroying our country. This is just like with the vaccine, where they say, oh, let's blame Trump. We had record numbers, record positive numbers. And frankly, in another couple of weeks, we could have finished up the wall, but they ended construction. And the only reason it didn't get finished, it took me 2.5 years to win the 11 lawsuits that we had, many of them by the Democrats in Congress.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And finally, Pepsi Mango hits store shelves today. Pepsi's first new permanent flavored cola in 5 years will be available in 12 packs of 12-ounce cans and 20-ounce bottles. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.